This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Standoff in Egypt continues. Despite mounting international pressure, President Hosni Mubarak has not stepped down. Saturday morning in Cairo saw long lines of Egyptians waiting to get into Tahrir Square a day after the large protest, and in Cairo demanding the embattled leader's resignation. And if anything, inside the square, it seems as if pro-democracy forces are entrenching. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro takes us on a tour of what's being called by some protesters Free Cairo.
Tahrir Square has the feel of a breakaway republic. The area now has a border marked with barbed wire and makeshift barricades. The military guards it, and you need an ID to get in. There are rows of pro-democracy activists doing thorough body searches, making sure no one is bringing in weapons. And once you are inside the square, unlike the chaotic streets of wider Cairo where bands of thugs have been attacking journalists, the cry of welcome, welcome rings. 38-year-old Raja Omran says people here are trying to be deliberately civil.
I want to tell you that the best thing coming out of this is that I think there was a barrier between people in Egypt and it's been broken. I mean, I think there really is a sense of community and that we are Egyptians. This is the first time people really unite and show that when they want to do something, they can do it.
Anything potentially divisive is censored. That includes foul language and religious slogans. And the square is becoming well organized. The makeshift clinic inside a mosque is now running smoothly.
Rota, we have rota from 10 to 1, 1 to 4, 4 to 7. We have here scheduling.
58-year-old Dr. Ilham Al-Samahi is on intensive care duty, she says.
Rearrangement of the department.
Another doctor makes sure everyone is at their station. Medical supplies, be it saline solution, bandages, or iodine, have been flooding in through donations. Dr. Islam Abdul Rahman has been telling his friends on Facebook and Twitter that this is the embryo of a new nation.
This is Free Cairo, yes, yes. Here, there's no fear from anybody. There is organization. Everybody here respects each other. All this we have missing for decades outside this square.
Elsewhere in the square, there's a place to collect water. Democracy protesters have punctured a small hole in one of the water pipelines. People recharge their cell phones at the Egypt Air office. And there's also a kind of armory. Midweek violent clashes broke out between pro and anti-Mubarak forces. A group of people smashes up paving stones and loads them into a container in case they are needed for defense. It even fashioned a catapult.
After 10 days of holding Tahrir Square, people are exhausted. One of the only things that's lacking is a place to sleep. And so wherever people aren't actually walking, they are laying down under makeshift tents, underneath the shade of trees, trying to catch a nap, to regroup, to recover, because they say they will remain.
We know that they are very keen to push us out of this square, but we will not, we will never do.
Ahmed Sharkawi says we will fight here until President Mubarak goes. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Cairo.